Jesus did that often as he was growing up. What? Who led him? It wasn't his mother. There was no way she could have convinced him who he was. And I know the Father, the Heavenly Father, did. Now, you want the proof of where I'm telling you this? What was Satan bothering him about when he came out of the wilderness? If you are, prove it. First, he was caring. He manifested this care in his relationship with his spouse. Why is this important? Just stay with me a minute. I'm going to have to go quickly. The message says, Joseph, chagrined but noble, determined to take care of things quietly so Mary would not be disgraced. He is engaged. He's betrothed. By the way, there are provisions that God gives in Scripture for divorce and remarriage, etc. But the Scripture we most often use has nothing to do with what we think of the concept of marriage. It's talking about the engagement. That could be broken because, you see, they already entered into a covenant. And if she or he is found, and most specifically the woman was found to not be a virgin, it was off. A writ of divorcement had to take place to do that. Not like the marriages we're thinking. We take so many things out of context. There's so many false teachings going on. No wonder we're confused. And we expect God to go along with us. And he says, I'm not changing. So here he was. What do I do now? He knew he wasn't the one that got her pregnant. He knew that. And they thought she'd gone crazy. They thought she'd been raped. He was allowing that. Now, you say it doesn't say that in Scripture. It's all but implied. This man knew she believed what she believed. He didn't. Because we know it's impossible. And we know that a woman wouldn't sit down on a toilet seat. She might get an STD. But she's not going to get pregnant. But he still cared for her. He loved her. You're going to understand why this is important. All the dreams were shattered. So what did he do? He got alone with God for a while. Somehow I know the Lord dealt with him. Don't embarrass her. You know, he was so grateful he didn't. Although he bore the shame all his life. But you know the story. God sent an angel in his dream and told him, what she told you is true. That boy is God's boy. Now tell me, when little Jesus, after having been told everywhere he went, many of you have heard this before, but God's just developing more, everywhere he went is called bastard. That's what he was called. Put him in front of the deli, going, hey, son, go down to the store and pick up some whatever. All the world along alone. There goes that bastard. What do you want, bastard boy? He went through that for you and me. showed it in his care and his love for his son. When 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Well, Pastor, what does that show caring? We know that he bought into it. We know that he accepted by faith. We know he was convinced in his spirit. And we know that he loved his son, even though it wasn't his son, because that's when he adopted him. He gave him his name. What was Jesus? What was his official name? People say, oh, no, they don't know. It's not in Scripture because it doesn't have to be. We do know. Jesus' official name would have been Jesus Bar-Joses. Son of Joseph. And everybody in the village knew. I don't think so. Can you see it? Why would that be important? I'll tell you in a minute. When Jesus was born, oh, let me go back. They brought an offering. Let me finish that scripture. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And this was a poor person's offering. But it had to be purchased. Do you not see? Joseph paid the price to claim his boy. Where do you think Jesus learned to pay the price? Well, his father showed him. He learned it first with Joseph. He led him spiritually. I wish, when I keep saying I wish I had time, I'm not challenging the 30 minutes. I don't mean that. God's going to give it to us and provoke our thinking. When Jesus was born, the son had, he had not conceived. There was no attitude in Joseph that this boy isn't my flesh and bones. He's not my flesh and blood. There was no resentment or indifference toward him. No lack of love at all. Joseph adopted Jesus as his own. He protected him from the hatred of Herod. He nurtured him and cared for him. It's evident that he taught him his trade as a carpenter. And he adopted the one that the rest of the world would reject. Joseph was there at Calvary too. Oh, no, he was gone. He was in Jesus. His lesson was there. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they did. And if I hadn't had the dad like I had, I never could have believed I am who I am. As man. You think you're having a hard time believing you're a son of God by spiritual birth? Try believing you are the son of God by actual birth. See, you're going to see it this Christmas at all these nativity scenes. there's one man that's often represented. He's in the background. There's Mary, there's Jesus. And the man that God used to mold that boy was content to be in the background. That's spiritual leadership. You see, that's why the enemy is raising his head, as we taught this morning, or we heard, because we see men today who are prepared to abdicate their role, even toward their own children. And here was a man. Why was that important? Where do you think Jesus understood that he was to model the spirit of adoption if it wasn't from his earthly father? You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Where did he learn it? He caught it from a man that very little is written about. Doesn't have to be. We see it in his son. Joseph was not only caring, he was consecrated. The angel Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. We see his consecration and his compliance. He explicitly followed the Lord's leading and direction. He didn't follow his own marked out plan for life. He wanted God's plan for his life. So when God spoke to him in a dream and told him to marry Mary, even though she was pregnant, he obeyed. And then when God spoke and said, take Mary and Jesus and flee to Egypt for safety, he immediately obeyed. He closed up his business and left. And then when God said, it's all right, now go back to Israel, again, he did as he was directed. He closed up his business and he left. He was a man of obedience. And he also taught his son when it was time to stand and fight and when it was time to move on. What do you think Jesus learned when it wasn't his time? And he didn't have to prove who he was. He just walked out of their midst. Because he remembered the story that was told, how he was taken into Egypt. Well, Dad, would we not stand and fight? You'll fight someday when it's your day. But right now, we obey God. There's a time to fight and there's a time not to. We heard some of this morning. Isn't this rich? This is from him. Don't you love it? When God teaches, it's great, isn't it? We see it as in his confidence, not just in compliance, but in his confidence, how he was consecrated. It requires faith to pack up your bags and head off to a foreign country with no prospects and no planning, simply on the basis that God said to do it. He had faith and he obeyed the dream. He could have made excuses to stay where the prospects looked good, but no, he was a man of faith. Joseph was leaning on God. Did Jesus learn that? I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just because I do only those things which my Father shows me. He went from following his small f father to learning, because all the time, small f, Joseph kept saying, I believe this is a possible conversation. Oh, if I had ever had a son. And some people say, well, he had many sons. I don't care if Mary would have had 40 other children. It's immaterial. Okay? But I believe when he looked at Jesus, because at some point that boy had to go into him and say, he came home and he said, Mama, I keep hearing every time, bastard, bastard, bastard. Who's my daddy? I got to know. I'm tired of this. There's something roiling in me. And I want to get angry, but there's something in me says, it's okay to be angry, but don't you show it. That's long before it was written, be angry and sin not. She said, son, I'd like to help you, but I can't. Because I will tell you, but there's no way you're going to believe me. Go talk to your dad. Go in the wood shop, go talk to your dad. Dan, you can see Joseph cringe. Ooh, I knew this day was coming. Are you my daddy? You ever wonder why Jesus all of a sudden went into Abba? Are you my daddy? Sit down. Oh, how I wish I were. Because you were awesome. No, I'm not. And let me tell you how I know that I know. Now, after that, here's Jesus walking. Hey, bastard! He can start snickering. Everyone is. Until my daddy adopts you. Can you see it? No, I have to go. I have to go to Calvary. Because the same joy I felt when I found out who I was and who my daddy really was is what my father wants everyone to understand. That's why he sent me. And I'll always be grateful that Joseph taught me that. We see it through his calling. Joseph was faithful in his spiritual duty as a parent and the priest of his home. He set a positive spiritual example for his family. Pastors, it's a lesson I learned early in my ministry, and I'll share it with you again. I think I shared it last time. But I share it with all young men and others that God will give me the opportunity. You will never be any more effective a pastor than how you pastor your family. Never. Write it down. Lastly, we see it because he was conscientious. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Joseph was a wise father because he lived as one who redeemed the time. By all accounts, it seems that Joseph had a shortened life. We don't read of him after Jesus' childhood. And at the cross, Jesus charged John with the care of his mother. So it seems that Joseph was taken from them prematurely. But Joseph used what time he had been given very conscientiously. My time is up. May I have the grace of just 3 more minutes? Thank you. He had provided for his family. He set an example that they would remember. He had raised them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Jesus wasn't the only child he had. He raised up other boys for the Lord also, and possibly daughters as well. But Joseph raised Jesus in the ways of the Lord, and he left behind him a legacy that lasted a long time afterwards. I'm convinced that Joseph's caring, consecrated, and conscientious model was instrumental in molding the man Christ Jesus. I had the hardest time writing this part as the Lord was just unfolding it. I mean, seeing, because I just kept weeping. It just, when God moves on me like that, it just was part of me. I believe that Jesus had Joseph in mind as he persevered in his passion. And also chose to please his heavenly Father. This is what the Lord shown. I believe God used Joseph's model to encourage Jesus to be able to say, "It is finished." I also believe that Jesus was looking forward to seeing Joseph in paradise. Because see, Joseph couldn't enter into heaven either before the shed blood of the Lamb of God. We know that Jesus said to the thief, "This day you'll be with me in paradise." I believe Joseph was there. I just believe that. And I believe that he looked forward to seeing him in paradise. And I believe when he got down there, he said, "Dad, I finished my course. I kept my faith. Why don't you come home with me?" Spiritual leader. Exactly. Thank you.
Don't let them leave until I give one of these. Yes, sir. Did you just hi-yah me? Hi-yah. Thank you, Pastor Man. Thank you, Carl. Joseph. I've never seen Joseph. You're right, though. He's often forgotten. In just a moment, John's going to pass out some notes from Pastor Man's talk that will help us as we move into our discussion time. Just a note of logistics. There was a group that was meeting in the larger classroom back here. They had some speakers hanging in the wall. I don't know which group was that. Do you guys know? 2, 4, 6? 3. Group 3, you're one room over. You're in the nursery. You guys act a little childish, so we moved you over. No, the ladies are preparing tomorrow. We're going to be packing for the Operation Christmas Child. So they got some stuff going on in that room back here. So if you guys don't mind moving over one room. As soon as these are handed out, we're going to go till, what's the schedule? I forgot already. Is it to about 3:15? All right, so till about 3:15, guys, and then come back in here. We're going to have some more worship and conclude our day. All right.